Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Ben Stevens, a former Alaska State Senate president, a son of the late U.S. Senator Ted Stevens, has died. He was 63. The Alaska State Troopers said they responded to a report of a hiker having a medical emergency on the Lost Lake Trail near Seward. Hiker was later identified as Stevens, the trooper said. The trooper's statement said a medical service reached the scene around 6:40 p.m. and the life-saving measures were unsuccessful. Eric Isaacson, president of ConocoPhillips Alaska, where Stevens worked as vice president of external affairs and transportation, said in a statement Friday, "The company was deeply saddened by the sudden passing of our friend and colleague Ben Stevens." Stevens joined the company in early 2021 after working as the chief of staff to Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy. "I always cherished the time he was my chief of staff. His knowledge and political acumen were significant assets to my administration," Dunleavy said on social media. A message seeking comments was sent to the Ted Stevens Foundation. Ted Stevens, who died in 2010, was a Republican U.S. Senator for Alaska for 40 years. Ben Stevens, a Republican, was appointed to the state Senate in 2001. He was Senate President in 2005 and 2006, but did not seek re-election after that. His office was among at least six state legislative offices raided by federal agents in 2006 as part of a corruption probe. Stevens was never charged with a crime. He denied any wrongdoing. Stevens is survived by his wife, Elizabeth, and their children. The search continues for a Soldotna man charged with arson and attempted murder. Authorities believe Ronald Byring set a home on fire and shot at the residence over the weekend. The 62-year-old is facing a slew of charges related to the incident. Spokesman Tim Despain with the Alaska State Troopers said Monday that a dispute over logs is what motivated Byring to light the home on fire. Troopers say he may be driving a 2008 Ford Expedition with license plate FLV670. Alaska Department of Public Safety Commissioner James Cockrell.
He has evaded our capture. We believe that he stole the vehicle, a red SUV Ford Expedition. We believe he's heavily armed and will not hesitate to take a life of another person, including a law enforcement officer.
Alaska State Troopers are continuing to request public assistance in locating Byring. Anyone that sees Byring should not approach him as he's considered armed and dangerous, but should immediately call the Soldotna Dispatch Center at 907-262-4453 or by dialing 911. Further details and updates posted at RadioKenai.com. Following a year-long investigation, Alaska State Troopers on October 14th arrested 33-year-old Soldotna resident Isaac Davis on four counts of indecent viewing or production of a picture, one count of attempted indecent viewing or production of a picture, and one count of tampering with physical evidence. The charges stem from an investigation by the Soldotna Alaska State Troopers and allegations of a maintenance worker attempting to secretly photograph females at a pool facility within the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. Davis was found to have destroyed evidence relating to the case. Davis was remanded to Wildwood pretrial, where he was held without bail. Governor Dunleavy is introducing legislation that would mean tougher penalties and longer sentences for convicted drug dealers. If passed, legislation would increase drugs for offenders who deal drugs that directly lead to an overdose death. Dunleavy's proposed bill mainly targets fentanyl dealers in Alaska. Alaska saw a 74% spike in overdose deaths between 2020 and 2021, largely because of fentanyl. Find more news from Monday on our website at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at Tuesday. This is KSRM News.